Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Create Something Awesome Today podcast. I'm your host, Roberto Blake of RobertoBlake.com, helping you create something awesome today. So in today's podcast, we're going to talk about how to deal with creative blocks. Creative blocks are something I know a lot of you are dealing with from time to time, and I think that it's important to understand that creativity, much like anything else, is something that you need to feed, that you need to supply, in the same way that your muscles need you to eat, you know, things like protein, and that for the energy to do your workout, you may need some carbs and you need to be hydrated. Your creativity needs the same kind of fuel in order for you to be successful. So you need to get out from in front of the computer from time to time, and you need to be consuming things that are going to inspire you and allow you to be more creative, and then you're not going to run into these creative blocks all the time. You need to be reading fiction. Believe it or not, reading fiction is super important for stimulating your creativity because it makes you visualize. It makes you work the creative centers of your brain. It makes you work your imagination and work those muscles out. And by having to visualize and take the words and take abstracts and build out visual concepts in your mind when you're reading, it's going to help you, and it's not going to be harder for you to translate abstracts and these concepts that you're presented with in a brief into something meaningful. So I highly recommend that. Also, I recommend that you have creative experiences that don't have to do with consuming media, but have to do with actually living life. I think that there's a reason that when you go on vacation, you go out to the beach, you go camping, go out to the mountains, you do whatever you're doing, don't you feel like you come back more refreshed and recharged and that you are ready to tackle anything? I think that it's very important to get out from behind the desk, get out from behind the computer, and experience the world if you really want to be successful as a creative. And that's for whatever you're doing, whether you're a fine artist, whether you're a designer, whether you're a photographer. I think doing something different and having those different experiences, because everything that we action on as creatives is based on our worldview, is based on our mentality, and you build all those things up and you shape them by your experiences in life. If you do routine experiences day in, day out, then even your creativity is gonna feel mundane and boring and stale day in, day out. You need to mix things up a bit so that your brain doesn't default into habits. And as human beings, we're conditioned and built to form habits. So you need to develop habits that stimulate creativity and that allow you to grow. And if you're not doing that, if you're being stagnant, if you're getting comfortable, it's what's killing your creativity. I really think that aside from fear being the absolute enemy of creativity, which I did a vlog about that you should definitely check out over on the YouTube channel, and that's youtube.com/RobertoBlake2. You'll see it in my vlog section, but it's super important. But aside from fear being the enemy of creativity, I think that becoming routine, getting comfortable and settling. I think that if you're not afraid to take challenges and do new things, that the next worst thing is getting comfortable and settling and not experimenting and trying new things. And this presents itself in a lot of weird ways. Some creatives never challenge themselves to learn new software, so they end up using something like Photoshop as a crutch, and they do everything in Photoshop, even though Illustrator might do certain things like logo design better, or InDesign might handle typography and layouts better. No, they're going to use Photoshop because they're comfortable with it. You don't stretch your creative muscles by getting comfortable. You have to do new things. You have to challenge yourself. Some people use the same 5 fonts for everything. Now, if it's your branding, then be consistent. But beyond that, if it's not a part of your branding or an established branding scheme for a client or something else, challenge yourself and mix it up a bit. Get interesting. Use some new fonts. Stop using the same sans serif fonts. Mix it up a bit. Throw Museo in there. Throw Avant-Garde G Bold in there. Throw Avner in there. Do something interesting and challenge yourself and do it in a different way. If you're using the same colors, go out there and find some new color palette, snap it with your phone, and then try and build a design off of that. If you're someone who mostly does layout and typography work, challenge yourself to do something in vector with geometric artwork. Do something different. Create something awesome that has nothing to do with anything you've ever done before. That's my challenge. And I think I should work in a Create Awesome Challenge into the podcast from now on. So my new Create Awesome Challenge, this is going to be a new segment going forward as of this episode, episode 6. We're going to start doing Create Awesome Challenges now. Today's Create Awesome Challenge is for you to do something creatively that you've never done before. If you're a photographer, try doing some illustration that's, you know, based in something completely different than a subject matter that you used before. Or if you're a photographer, try shooting something different. If you shoot portraits, try shooting landscape this week. If you do landscape, try doing human subjects or try doing product. If you're a writer and you normally write marketing content, I challenge you to write some fiction this week. Do something interesting and unique and different. If you're a designer, try using an app that you never used before. If you're a print person, try doing something with web or try doing something with motion graphics. If you are motion graphics or web, try doing a piece of print work this week. I challenge you to do this. I challenge you to create something awesome that is very different than anything you've ever done before. And if you do this once in a while, you'll find that it stretches those creative muscles and that you won't be running into creative blocks when it's time to execute on your primary work. You'll find that doing something different, mixing it up a bit, is going to be really helpful for you. And that's what I love about the fact that I do a lot of different things. If you guys have seen my YouTube channel, youtube.com/RobertoBlake2, you'll see that on different days of the week, I produce different content. And in addition to this podcast, I do YouTube videos every week. In addition to the podcast, I do articles for various publications that I write for every week, like How Design or Creative Pro or Print Magazine. I do a lot of these different things. I'm in all these different social media platforms that all have me doing something different instead of recycling the same content over and over. I do Twitter video. I do stuff on Instagram that's very different than what I do in Google or in Facebook. And the reason I think that that's very healthy for me is it means that I'm challenging myself every day and I'm not being repetitive at the same time. I'm doing something that mixes things up. When you're doing a physical workout, they talk about something in training and in exercise and CrossFit called muscle confusion. I think it applies to creativity too. I think that being, even if you're not going to be a multidisciplined creative and you think that that's a stretch for you, stretch is good. Stretch is good. Being uncomfortable and not being good at everything is perfect because it means that there is a new challenge. It means that you can work a different area of your mind, and it means that you're not going to get comfortable. And by doing that, you're going to be more effective, more versatile, more creative, and you're not going to get stagnant. You're going to stay fresh, and you're going to always look for something new that you can do instead of resting on your laurels and relying on previous successes. I know that a lot of people want to default into, well, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. But creatively, that's a death sentence. Creatively, if you want to do your best work, I would say that you have to take this challenge on. I would say that you have to do something that goes beyond what you've already done before. And I think that you need to do this as an exercise. And I would challenge you to do it at least once a week if you can't do it more often. I challenge myself to do something new all the time. I need to do it more often myself, actually, because with my range of versatility, it's very easy for me to get stagnant or bored because even if I've been doing something that's a little different, if it's too similar, then I'm going to get very good at it very fast and get comfortable and get into a routine and get into a habit. So for me, I always have to then look at how I can step things up a notch. When I was doing the videos, I had to get to past the point of production to getting very good at post. And so I challenged myself by adding B-roll. I challenged myself by adding more color grading. I challenged myself by processing the audio better. And then also, to mix things up, I started this podcast. I decided that there was a value in a different type of content and that would be a new creative challenge for me, that I would get very good at audio production, that was a new marketing challenge for me since I've never marketed a podcast before. And so that would be different. And just focusing on audio-only content, not driven by visuals, that would be a real challenge for me as a designer because then I have to focus on speaking, on presentation, on pacing, on my rhythm, and that would get me better at how I communicate and at public speaking so that when I go to speaking engagements and keynotes, I have a more sense of awareness of my time, of my stop words, of everything. And doing the podcast is really helping with that. So by the time it's time for me to do my next speaking engagement, which might be in November, there might be one in between now and then that may come out sooner. I feel like I will be a better speaker for having done this podcast because it's making me stretch, do something I'm not used to, something that I'm not comfortable with yet. I think as a technician, it will get me better at audio. I will be forced to learn and do more tutorials for Adobe Audition and become a little bit of an audio engineer or at least on some level, an audio hobbyist beyond what I already am, because I'll want to create the most value that I can for you guys, and I will want it to be of comparable quality to the best stuff that's out there. So in the same way I've done that with my YouTube videos, I'm going to be doing that with the audio now, because I'm stretching another creative muscle of something that I don't do all the time. Video was the same challenge for me, having gone from doing design work all the time, mastering, you know, Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign. That was something different. And before all of that, I was doing web. So I was doing photography. So it's, for me, part of this journey of challenging and stretching myself and creating as much awesome as I can is doing different things and finding new ways to create value and to reach my audience and to help other creative people like yourself if you're listening to this podcast. So that's me executing and living the same challenge that I'm giving you of creating something awesome that is very different than what you've done in the past. So that's how I'm doing it. I'm doing it with this podcast. You could do it with something else. If you're someone who has mastered visual arts across the board, maybe you need to go to video. Maybe you need to go to audio. Maybe you need to do something different. Maybe you need to go to handcrafting. Maybe you need to go to hand lettering. You know, maybe do some origami. Do something different. And it may not even have to be creative, that you do something different. It could be even just a change in your lifestyle. You could be creating new and awesome experiences for yourself that inspire you and lead you in different directions and allow you to have new adventures. So I would definitely encourage that. Anyway, that's it for today's Create Awesome podcast. I hope this helped you get over your problems with creative blocks and how to find some new inspiration and what you're going through there. If you have questions, definitely feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at Roberto Blake. And if you've enjoyed today's podcast, please leave me a rating and a review. A lot of you have done that. It's really helped out. I'm trending in new and noteworthy now, and that is amazing. I'm down toward the bottom of that, but it's still great to just be on the page, and I really appreciate everyone who's helped out with that. Anyway, this has been Roberto Blake of RobertoBlake.com challenging you to create something awesome today.